Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's get to know our man, Big Al.
Hi, I'm Big Al. I'm 6'4", tall, dark, handsome, and I'm chasing a Latina woman as we speak.
You chased that Latino woman?
Mm-hmm.
And you got into a relationship with that Latino woman?
2 years ago. 2 years ago tomorrow.
Now, last year, Big Al Mac, you went on a one-year anniversary date where you wanted to take her dancing because she loves to dance.
She likes the salsa, and we don't do the salsa, and she likes Cuban food. We don't do that a lot. So she wanted to... I want to do it both
right
at one time.
You bought her a dress?
Bought her a dress, yeah.
Got the car all set up, clean, drove her out there to do some dancing, and the dancing wasn't happening for 2 hours, and that's just too far away for you.
And, the timing was bad on that date because, I planned the dinner too early and the dancing too late, and... Yeah, I'll be tired.
And then you ended up at your bar, right?
And then night ended up at your bar, as it often does.
Too tired to stay and hang out for the dancing, but not too tired to go back to your bar where you have to be.
Sing karaoke.
Big Al in the house. he fails to see.
But
where
you know
that's
what?
A problem.
You had 365 days to think about that date. 365 days to make it better.
And now you've been talking a lot about redoing this date.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be the anniversary redo.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't really give us any details on what you had.
Zero.
Nothing.
Mum.
There's a couple of reasons for that. But
what?
Let me just start off by saying they say that you learn a lot more from failure than you do from success.
That's true.
Yeah.
I must be a genius.
Every day you learn something new, huh?
So, okay, so this date was going to be a two-night date.
Oh, two nights?
No,
a weekender.
It was a weekender because...
Karaoke Friday, karaoke Saturday, your partner.
No, it was going to be like family, date with family night, and then date with friends one night. All right? Now, wait. Don't judge.
Hey, I'm not judging. I'm letting you go.
So
spread your little wings out.
So me and Corey and his girl and my mom and my girl. So
who celebrates an anniversary with family?
Again, it's two
nights. It's not a birthday.
It's two nights, Kelly. It's two nights.
It's an anniversary.
It's celebrating your relationship, just the two of you.
Yeah.
It's like bringing your mom on a Valentine's dinner.
Well, here's the thing. That's what my plan was.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
And then the next night would be a little more intimate, but we'll get to
with
that.
With friends. Okay. So family.
Yeah, more intimate with friends. That you already told us.
Kelly, okay, see, this is the thing.
The family.
Why didn't you just run anything by off the air? I would have played dumb. I would have pretended this morning Al hadn't said anything to me. I would have played along.
Real quick, Al, as another dude who dated a woman for a while and ended up marrying this woman.
Uh-huh.
When you plan an anniversary with a family, you know what she's expecting, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If you're bringing her to your mom and your son,
it's true.
And you're going to have this dinner, you know what she's thinking is going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, I don't understand why you don't ask women for help. Like when you've asked me what to, you know, help with picking out that leather jacket.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Did she love it?
She loved it. Yeah.
So the jacket worked out, Jen.
Jacket worked out. Okay, so know this. This is a random fact that you need to know. I have no slacks, okay? I have jeans. I'm a jean person. All of my, when it comes time to get kind of dressed up and go out to eat,
right.
There's a problem if I need
you
slacks.
You got suit pants, though.
That's what slacks are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Suit pants are slacks.
So I tried on clothes.
Well,
I tried because I didn't want to wear jeans, right? So I try on clothes and try on clothes and try on clothes to the point where...
Okay, here's the problem. He outgrew all the suit pants. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that too. That too.
So you do have slacks.
I do have slacks. Okay, so... because I've updated the jean wardrobe.
They went from slacks to tights.
So I mean,
yoga pants.
I changed clothes so many times, and I even got to the door, and I'm looking down. I'm like... No.
Not feeling
it. And so I go back in the house and I change clothes again. All right. That's important later.
Okay, good.
So I go pick up mom.
Keep that in your back pocket.
I go pick up mom. I go pick up my girl. I go pick up mom.
Same car?
Who'd you let sit in the front?
Mom. mom, wasn't it?
Actually, we had an SUV car service, so I was in the front and they were in the back seat. So anyway.
My stomach just dropped.
How romantic.
I'm worried with your little detail you gave about the pants that I know where this is going.
No, that really is important.
How romantic is it that you're sitting in the back seat with your boyfriend's mom?
So we get to the restaurant. We have a nice dinner. We have a very nice dinner. And everybody's having a great time. We all know one another. We all lovey. I mean, not lovey, but, you know, we.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
All right. What do you guys talk about at the table?
Did you order a bunch of wine, have fancy dinner?
I had a glass or two. Yeah. You know, my mother doesn't drink, so, you know, I didn't want to go too overboard. And, you know, but we had a great time.
Okay.
It's a couple of hours. We were like, it's a new restaurant. I'd never been there. My girlfriend picked it out. Great place. And
what was the vibes from Dr. Girlfriend?
Everything's going good.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
We're having a great night.
And so, she's thinking, there's a ring for dessert.
That's why everything's good.
So then it comes time for the bill to come, right?
Okay.
And I'm, you know, I kind of organized this thing.
Oh,
so y'all know exactly what this is. The writing's on the wall here. Yeah. My wallet's in the pants that I had just taken off.
Please tell me she had to pay.
Yes.
So the bill was like,
oh my God,
three.
Ow, Matt.
Something.
She's thinking this. Okay, here's in the back of her mind. She's like, there's no way I would do this.
He's joking.
Some way they're going to bring me the bill. The bill's going to be the diamond.
The ring, yeah, yeah.
And then surprise!
In front of my family.
He's waiting until I get really good and
yeah.
mad.
Yeah, yeah.
And frustrated. And then when I'm super mad, there's going to be the ring.
Yeah, that's what's
happening. What she's thinking. Yeah, it's all a plan.
Well done, Al.
So I got no wallet, right? I can't ask my son's a school teacher, you know?
Yeah.
My mom's retired. So
they don't know Big Al's good for it?
Girlfriend. I've never been to this restaurant before. Do you mind paying? You know, I don't know who my wallet is paying.
Oh, man.
So she had to pay.
She paid for the family dinner.
She paid.
So, why didn't you go home and get it? I'm assuming you weren't that far away.
Again, I'm in the car. I didn't know until we got there.
That's just what you do.
It's like, I'll get you right back.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's... Not
so
that cool.
So mom,
that was the end of the date night.
So mom goes, that was a short night. That was Friday, because the other night, the Saturday night, was going to be the bigger night.
Okay, so that was the end of the night. You just took everybody home.
We probably went back to the bar for a little while. We didn't stay out till close.
We told you, no matter what,
don't go to the bar. No matter what.
Well, he didn't have a wallet.
Jay-Z, yeah. Kelly, I like to play when I have home field advantage. And I have home field. Now, we had gone to a restaurant that we had never been to before.
But if you go to your bar, you're Big Al on the clock.
I know. Okay, so the next night rolls around, Saturday. Now, here's what's going to happen on Saturday.
The makeup of the makeup. If you're listening, to Al's train wreck of a second anniversary.
Celebration, 2 year celebration weekend.
Go ahead.
Now, about 2 weeks ago, I found out that a buddy of mine, his last night at work at a restaurant, he's a server, a nice steakhouse, right? And it's going to be his last night this past Saturday.
Okay.
So I said, well, cool, dude, your last night. I mean, this guy is like my guy. I mean, like, if he's not there, I don't even go. All right? This is my boy. His name is Herman. So.
What's up, Herman?
Herman retiring, Herman moving to another restaurant.
Herman
What's
just
Herman
moving to another thing. He's been there 20 years.
Okay.
So I decided that I was going to go to have dinner at the restaurant.
So it became less of an anniversary and more of a goodbye Herman party.
This was 2 weeks ago when I wasn't really thinking about the anniversary. Mm-hmm. Now, I also decided that I would invite some other people to join me for dinner on Herman's last night.
Ow.
Now, this wasn't my normal my group of hangout friends. This was, I don't know how my mind thinks. I just wanted to hang out with some different people. Friends, but just not the normal people I hang.
You know what your girlfriend's hearing? You want to hang out with everybody but me.
No,
you have every day of the year to hang out with different
but
people.
Okay, me.
But here's the thing. This was Herman's last night. And
so?
I can't even.
Okay. So
I can't even get you back.
So now I got this group of friends hanging out.
The worst part is that he's continuing to defend
I can't reschedule it because I'd already invited him in his Herman's last night.
No, you can reschedule. You can say, hey, guys, I'm sorry. It's my second anniversary with my girlfriend. We'll go meet Herman at his new restaurant.
I'm trying to convert this into our 2 year anniversary with some friends. So.
No. Your friends don't care it's your second anniversary? Do you think your friends care, Al?
Yeah.
No.
So we. That's what it ended up being. It ended up being not our anniversary. Because I was like, hey, pretty good anniversary date, huh? With some friends.
What was her reaction?
Not good, probably.
She wasn't feeling the whole
of course.
Group anniversary date night.
Your only saving grace is that your real anniversary is Tuesday. And if you don't fix this, ow.
Yeah, the real anniversary is tomorrow. So,
but this was the big anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
She got all dressed up. She was looking forward to it.
So what happened after Herman's farewell party?
No.
See, Kirk was there.
Who's your best childhood
My best friend.
Friend.
My since high school.
What did he want to do? What did he want to go sing karaoke?
Kirk
I'm
really likes karaoke.
So it was more about what Kirk, your best friend, wanted, and less about what.
So you made it about Herman, about
years.
Kirk,
and Daryl.
I am
Daryl was
so.
And,
oh, go,
and,
go,
and
it's none of my business.
No, you're,
it
it's
is
your business.
None
though.
Of my business. I am so mad at you right now.
Al,
I can't even look at you.
Al, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed.
So.
You were giving us dating tips last week. Mind you, they were horrible, but you were giving us dating
and
tips.
You told us nothing. The only thing everybody in this room told you is no matter what, don't go to your bar. No matter what. And that's exactly what you did.
You were calling it the do-over 2014.
And you made it worse. This was worse. This
was
worse than the
way worse. It was way worse.
Did you? What,
it was
did
way
you,
worse.
What present did you buy her?
That's coming Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Well, technically, I mean, the anniversary is on Tuesday.
No, but that's like.
The gift can be given on the day.
No,
I'll get
the day you're celebrating.
Yeah.
It was bad. I messed up. I realized that I was messing up as I was messing up, but I was like too far down the street to turn around.
Here's the thing. Have y'all had a fight about it?
Oh.
No, so
it's been the quiet
if you
storm.
Haven't,
an
it's
issue.
Worse. If you haven't thought about it, it's worse than you think. It's,
yeah, yeah.
It wasn't.
Have you seen her since then?
Oh yeah. Okay. We hung out, but yeah, yesterday was
weird,
icy.
Because if you get to the point that you're not fighting about it, you're just checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, the thing that really gets me about this story,
huh?
The thing that really gets me.
Yeah.
He's been a semi-successful relationship for 2 years.
It's lasted 2 years. It's
2 years.
What are you going to do?
Now, is that her fault or is that Al's fault now?
Yeah.
It's like.
Whose fault is it now?
At some point with her, she teaches you how to treat her that
she's
okay
happy.
With it.
She's not happy.
But she
so
tolerates
me.
It.
No.
She's taught you how to treat her.
This is the song we always sing when we sing karaoke.
This one?
Yeah.
You can learn to love again, Al.
It was not good. I let her down. I let me down.
You let you down?
I let her down. I let me down.
Oh, Al. How many times have we told you not to bring your friends on dates? Every time.
Why do we have to tell a grown man that? Why do we have to? It's none of our business. It's none of our business, Al. I'm sorry that we've given you such a hard time. It's none of our business.
Do we need to plan it for you?
No.
I want to help you out.
He's a grown man.
I know, but...
I can do it.
No.
You can't.
I can. I got tomorrow. And I'm not...
But it's not
tomorrow.
The same.
It's not.
Do you have planned for tomorrow?
I got a plan.
Oh, please don't tell us any details. Please don't give us
he
any
hasn't
hints.
Planned it yet.
Does she have to work tomorrow night?
No.
But
no.
Sure.
Yes.
What are you going to do? Tomorrow's Turtle Tuesday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bring money, baby.
You know, they say there's nothing more beautiful than the sound of your own name.
I know.
That?
I know.
Today, the sound of your name is going to be even lovelier if we call your initials in the free money name game.
Yep.
It's really a lot of fun. We're going to pick two letters at complete random. Today, we have a fun way of doing it. And this has to be the initials in your first and last name, whatever's on your driver's license, mm-hmm. right, or your legal ID. And let's
what
say.
What is my maiden name?
If you haven't changed your driver's license, but if you haven't changed your driver's license to your married name yet, that's what you would go by.
That's the one you got to go with.
Legal ID.
And we're not talking like, my name is Angela Kelly Raspberry. So if we happen to do a K and an R, I couldn't win. It has to be A and R. Because Angela is my first name on my driver's license.
Could it be? Could it be R and A?
Yeah. So no matter what order, let's say they did toss R and A. Just because R came up first, I could still win because my initials are AR.
Okay. Funny, Kelly says toss.
It is.
That's right. Because we are doing beer pong without the pong, a beer.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
We're doing name pong, initial pong.
But here's the thing. Now, if your initials are called, you can win $500. It's that easy.
Right.
But you have to, well, it's not that easy. You have to be caller 13. But
then,
if you did like we told you to do, if you have posted the phrase free money for Kid Nation in the past 24 hours on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on your Instagram, we'll double your winnings to $1,000.
Got it.
I know some people have been doing it because, like, on Twitter, they included me, so it popped up.
So
right?
You see it.
So that's what you have to do. Free money for Kid Nation.
Got it.
But first, you have to have your initials called. JC and Jenna are going to play beer pong because they're the most competitive in this particular game.
Well, Jenna and I have a history of
beer
pong.
We do have a history. It got, if you've never seen the video of us in the Who's the Bigger Man challenge when I had to take the guys on an activity.
This is one of them?
This got down to the final cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always does in beer pong. You get to that last cup and it's hard to get
tricky.
It in.
This is tricky.
It is hard, especially because I'm a little jittery this morning.
Well, we have 26 cups, so each letter of the alphabet's represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you could technically pick the same letter twice.
Exactly.
You know,
could.
Same odds for everybody.
Running. Once you throw the ball, it doesn't mean that letter's out of the running.
Okay,
so here we go.
Well,
you guys have to toss this ping pong ball a good 10 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
It's farther than regular.
Are you going to do the bounce rule?
No.
You're just going to get it in.
Get it in there.
In the swipe. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I go first, Jenna, since I'm further? All right, here's my shot.
Oh, I missed.
Missed it.
It rimmed off.
Oh.
Wait, up. Miss again.
We got
a letter.
We got our first letter.
What is it?
Here we go. The first letter is A.
A.
Hey,
I could win, except I'm employed by the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I can't.
All right, Jenna, what's the second?
Okay. If I can get
it. It's on the elbow, Jenna.
Oh. Missed again.
Oh,
go ahead, Jenna.
Get the ball, get so judgy, don't they?
What? I was coaching.
Oh, in and out.
Terrible.
You can do it.
Like, oh, you're letting me do it. This is
tricky.
Nice.
I already made one.
Yeah!
Yay!
Wait, is that the same
what
cup?
Is it?
It is the exact same cup!
All
right. So your initials are AA, it doesn't matter what order, A or A, can be first or last. But it has to be your legal name as on your legal ID. Be caller 13 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. It. Somebody with the initials AA is going to win $500. And if they posted free money for Kid Nation somewhere on their social media sites, that'll be $1,000.
The lady that George Clooney just married.
Alamudine.
She could win.
Anthony Anderson
could win.
Anderson, if he's listening this morning, he's a celebrity, but he could win.
Hey.
Alan Alda. He's
Alan
an AA.
Alda.
Wow.
Oh, good luck coming
alive
up with
dead.
A more current AA.
Alive or dead.
Dead? He's alive.
Oh, he's alive? Okay. Angela Ansberry.
No, it's Angela Lansbury.
Mr. American Airlines.
No. American Airlines.
Yes.
Sir. Yes.
Well, no, not technically a person.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Could be named after
Angie Everhart. No. Adam.
A is hard.
Ant.
Adam Ant.
If that is his legal name, and I highly doubt it is, but if that is Adam Ant's name on his British driver's license, he, my daughter loves Adam Ant.
Your daughter does?
She doesn't know who's current and who's not, but I have some of his music on my iPod because, you know, it brings back happy memories for me. And she wants to look up his picture. She thinks he's so good looking. He really was, even though he wore makeup. That's right.
Amy Adams.
Her favorite is Desperate.
Amy Adams.
There
you go.
Don't steal mine.
Amy Adams is good.
Yeah.
Today, and by the way, it's the first day and we got the first letter of the alphabet twice.
Wow, that's creepy.
About that?
Right?
Creepy.
Or a good omen.
Yeah.
It's a good omen for whoever's AA, and we're waiting for caller 13.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry, we're having to kill a little bit of time here.
Allie and AJ.
No.
Sisters can't win?
Apple.
Oh.
Apple.
Aunt Annie.
I think we're out
of Apple D app count.
I think I
Apple D app.
Apple D app is pretty good.
If that's on his driver's license.
Right, let's see here.
Who do we have on the phone? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
Andrea Abbott.
Is that your legal name? It's on your driver's license, Andrea Abbott?
Legal name.
Yeah!
Awesome. You won $500.
Yeah.
Now, Andrea Abbott, do you have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
I do have a Facebook.
Did you happen to post free money for Kid Nation? No!
Oh. Andrea Abbott!
Hey, you know what?
I know.
It kind of hurts a little, but it stings a little less because at least you won $500.
There you go.
Awesome.
What are you going to do with the cash?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Probably going shopping.
Why not, right? Just blow it.
Blow it. Found money.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea, congratulations, and thank you for being the first winner in the free money name game. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to do this again tomorrow, but here's what you got to do right now. Don't be like Andrea. Well, yeah, be like Andrea and listen.
And win.
But go to your social media sites and post free money for Kid Nation.
There you go.
You have to do, just because you did it yesterday, that doesn't count anymore. You have to do it within 24
hours. Do it right
hours.
Now. Right now
so
would start.
So you do it now and forget about
Get
it.
Get out of the
You're
way.
Done.
It's fine.
It's out of the way.
Yeah.
Free money for Kid Nation. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7:10 Central. We'll draw two more initials, and you could win maybe $1,000.
Kelly and Al are shooting tomorrow.
That's right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So Denzel Washington was on the Queen Latifah show on Friday.
Yeah.
See what you think of his Jay-Z impression.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was in the studio with Lenny Kravitz, and he was doing something with Jay-Z. Uh-huh. And he's, you know, he talked. Yeah, D, I'm going to play this for you, D. That's how he is. Yeah, you know, I'm going to put this on for you, man. Just tell me what you think.
It's my Goyle. By the way.
Did I see it?
I did. You I did.
We that wasn't part of Jay Weekend?
No, but we did go yesterday. I loved it. It's not quite Man on Fire?
Yeah.
It's not quite Training Day, but it's like...
It's up there.
It was number one, 35 million.
By the way, Queen Latifah will be on the show this time tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool.
On the phone now, so don't excited. Don't bring your scooter to get it signed in.
No, she's already signed my scooter. She autographed it, well, whenever she came in here, I guess 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to have all these. This is what I was going to do. I have this scooter that I never ride, and I was going to have all these celebrities sign it, and then I was going to, you know, like, donate it to kids, and auction it off. One person assigned it. It's Queen Latifah. Yeah,
that's the only time you brought it in.
I keep forgetting to bring it.
She'll be on the show tomorrow morning this time. But now let's get to some important stuff.
All right.
Hit the music, Shannon, of my favorite band. We had a Harry Styles contest going on at KidNation.com. Basically, we wanted you to cut your parents' hair. Or it could be your dad, your mom, grandpa, grandma, somebody's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Give us that Harry Styles, and then we would pick the best one,
yeah,
a.k.a.
Or the worst.
The most embarrassing one.
Yeah, in honor of the Harry Styles contest. Anybody see what I'm wearing today?
Oh,
Kelly's
my
wearing
Harry
her.
Harry Styles t-shirt.
It says, I love Kelly on it.
I heart Kelly on his shirt,
yeah.
Which is on my shirt.
Well, let's meet the winner of the Harry Styles contest. Lindang.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Guess what, Lynn?
Oh my God.
You're gonna get to see One Direction in Tampa. You win!
Yay!
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's good. It's good for ratings. Cry.
Or go silent. Stunned, speechless.
Lynn, you get two tickets. You get two tickets to One Direction in Tampa. Two round trip tickets on Southwest Airlines, and we'll give you $300 for hotel. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Oh, now what did you have to do to win this Harry Styles package? Well, that was really bad.
That's weird.
What did you have to do to win this contest?
I sat down and I shaved 1D onto the back of his head, and then I made like polka dots and colored them.
Yeah,
polka dot. Can you put Papa Dang on the phone, please?
This is crazy what your dad allowed you to do to his head.
Let's meet Papa Dang.
Hello? Hi, Papa Dang.
Hey, Papa Dang.
Wow. The sacrifices we make for our kids, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at your head on Kid TV right now, and how eager were you to let your daughter do this to your hair? I mean, she shaved 1D in the back of your head.
And then, polka dot pom-poms on the rest.
Yeah.
How's work going to be for you today, buddy? Papa Dang?
Sorry, he doesn't understand English that well.
Oh! Okay, well, you know what?
Well, what do we need to speak? Al knows very many languages.
A father's love knows no language barriers. Wow. The fact that he let you do that to his head, that's a good daddy right there.
What does he do for a living?
He does nails.
Okay.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he's kind of in the artsy, you know. So that's not really a stretch for him.
He'll fit right in with the 1D on the back of the head.
Yeah.
Did he understand what you know? That your love for One Direction, was he an easy man to convince to let you do this to him?
Yeah. He's like touched his hair all the time, so it doesn't really bother him that much.
Okay.
So it was him or my mom, and she wasn't gonna let me do.
No. So who are you taking on the trip, your mom or your dad?
Probably neither. They don't really like One Direction.
Oh, yeah, you're 19 years old, so you're old enough to travel by yourself. I mean, with a girlfriend.
I'm probably going to go with my friend Michael. He's like the only friend I have that actually likes One Direction. Everyone else thinks they're lame.
Oh, you know really? What? They're getting too... That's
right.
True.
Yeah,
that's
you're
what
getting
happened.
Old and cool.
They don't understand good music.
That's right.
Probably.
Well, if he backs out, I'll go with you.
have fun, Lynn.
Thank you.
Lynn Dang, everybody. Going to One Direction in Tampa.
Dang, Lynn.
He doesn't understand English very well, but that was a good daddy right there.
Yeah, if you want to see Papa Ding's head, just go to kidnation.com. It's a haircut.
Yeah,
it's,
if you submitted an entry and you see what Papa Dang allowed to be done to his head, you will understand why he won.
Kelly, if you saw Papa Dang on Tinder with that haircut, would you go left or right?
Dang, swipe left. Sorry. I mean, I love One Direction. You know I do.
I know
I love
you do.
My little boy bands, but I probably wouldn't want that in a life partner.
So what caused you to go to Tinder?
Okay.
Yeah, tell me what happened, because I tried to get you into it and you hated it and you deleted it.
I did, but you know, then I keep adding it back. I can't help it. It's like, I don't know. You start thinking love can be found in the craziest of places, right?
Yeah.
At the grocery store, in an elevator in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. That was a win for me.
I'll tell you, I've had a lot of people write me since we've been doing Tinder Tuesdays just for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Even though we're not doing it on Tuesday today. But they said that, I mean, there's marriages that have come out of that.
Oh, really? Out of Tinder?
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know if I'm looking that far ahead, but I was just like curious. So every once in a while, if I'm bored... Because I'm going to tell you what, guys, I have deleted Candy Crush and I'm not going back.
You've said that like 3 times.
I'm serious this time. It is such a time suck and a money suck, because to get past a level, I end up, you know, paying 99 cents. It was ridiculous.
So Tinder's kind of taking the place.
So Tinder is a good time killer for me. You know, it's like, oh, I wonder who's near me right now. And it's just swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Well, last night... You know, I'm sitting there. I'd already set my alarm clock. Mm-hmm. I'm lying there in bed, and
what
I
time
cannot
is it?
Sleep. I roll over the clock. It's 11:30.
So it's Tinder time.
Whoa, yeah, it's time to get Tinder.
Very late.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to get up. We all have to get up. That's really stupid late on a Sunday night.
Dumb Tinder question. Can you turn off Tinder if you don't want it to be happening at that point? Like, I want to go to sleep.
I don't know.
I don't want my Tinder to be
seen. Yeah, I mean, I haven't Tendered in
you just
like
don't
a
answer
week.
It.
I don't know how it works.
No.
Right.
This is why we can actually still do Tinder Tuesday, because I don't know what's going on.
You're
so
still
anyway.
Learning. Okay.
So it's 11:30. I'm just like, oh gosh, what am I gonna do? I can't play Candy Crush. What can I do? So I said, oh, there's Tinder, so I hit it. Swipe left. I went through like 30, just out of curiosity. And then suddenly
Boom. Uh-oh.
I saw somebody that looked really kind of like my type.
Yeah.
You know, the dark. I don't know why I'm drawn to dark, you know, the dark Shout hair, out. Dark skin, yeah. dark eyes.
Olive skin.
Yeah, he was tan. And he had a little boy over his shoulder. I was I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what do I do?
It's 11:30, a little groggy.
Because once you swipe left or right, they're gone, right?
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever? Do they come back around? Because I'm not really familiar enough with Tinder to know what happens.
I don't know.
They haven't come back around for me.
I think, because if you go,
but there's so many
why
people.
Bring it up again?
There could be thousands of people. It just takes time for them to rotate and get back around, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm debating. So I hit that little I. There's a little I you could hit for more information, right? In my case, it takes you to my Facebook page, which is...
That's how you have to link it.
And it leads with your age. You know, I don't lie about my age, but it kind of hurts to see
it pop
up like that.
Well, then don't put your birthday on Facebook, and it won't.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, all that it's doing is taking info from your Facebook.
Anyway, it's up there.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, they got my age up there. Like, so anyway, on his, it just said that he's a hardworking... Single dad of two.
All right.
Two kids.
Perfect.
Got one of them on a Tinder.
Yeah, little boy on his shoulders.
What's his radius? How
Dang.
Far away is he?
He was 5 miles.
Perfect.
Oh.
And he was like last active like within 11 minutes. So he has insomnia too.
He's there.
He's laying there with his kids sleeping in the house.
But the thing is, you've had to have crossed his Tinder path And
apparently,
he had to have matched because it's good.
Well, maybe
blind.
Not because I'm just like swiping left, swiping left, swiping left, swiping left, and I'm paused for a good 2 minutes.
So
I'm just looking at it.
So it's 11:30. You're in the bed. You got Tinder up.
If I swipe right, what happens? I don't know. I've never swiped right.
This was your first potential?
Potentially, this is my first swipe to the right.
You're a left swipe virgin.
No, right swipe. I'm a right swipe.
He won't get notified. Yeah, yeah, right, he will not be notified that you swiped right unless he's already swiped right for you.
And that's I don't know. This is uncharted territory.
And you might not have come up for him yet.
So what do I do?
Swipe right.
I sat there. I stared at it. I debated. I was like, oh, my God. What if I swipe right and he's not interested? Will I ever know?
No.
That's like a big, major reject.
You just won't ever hear from him.
Or I'll never know. Yeah. It could be that I've never crossed his path, right?
Right.
So I did it.
You hit right.
Kelly swiped right, everybody.
You finally hit right.
And the screen like flips. It like does this. If you've never swiped right.
I've never swiped
it kind
right.
of flippy swippy things. And it said.
Flippy flippies.
He had swiped right on me too.
So he was probably waiting.
Yeah. So when's the wedding?
When is the
wedding? So that means.
Yes.
He had seen my.
Yeah.
And it's not even like. I picked a picture of me that kind of halfway shows my face. Because I was like, you know. He swiped right on me.
All right.
And then it says
you can message
something like, do you want to take this to the next level and message him, right?
Yeah.
Send him
a picture. I'm like, for him to message
you. Oh, what should I do?
It's 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So I decided I don't know what to do. So I messaged him, how the heck does this thing work?
okay.
I don't think that's what he wants. Like, hey, maybe.
Because I don't know how this works.
Okay.
And I pressed send and then I went to bed.
Uh-oh, so...
And then you woke up this morning.
I haven't looked. Because I'm scared.
Raspberry, let's go.
Because I don't know. What if he didn't message me? It was really late. What if he, like me...
Do it right
now. ...with insomnia?
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Let's see if he wrote back.
I should wait and do it on Tinder Tuesday, don't you think? Because that's like...
Oh,
no, you tease? No, no.
Yeah.
Are you going to tease us?
See, that's no, I don't know. What if he hasn't woke up? Maybe he woke up this morning and didn't check. Does Tinder notify you when somebody messages you back?
No, you'll have a little. It might pop up in your app, like your mail would. Like there's one, but
I
don't
even
have notifications on
it.
And I haven't been on it in a week. So if I've matched, I don't even know.
Kelly,
you know what I mean?
If you wait a day, what if he meets another girl on Tinder and she's messaging him back and then a relationship erupts and then you're out of it?
Kelly, you got to do it. As much as I love Tinder Tuesday, I love the alliteration, you got
to
do it.
I'll wait. I'm going to wait.
And you,
I'm scared.
No.
Okay, look, he could have gone right to sleep right after he had been on there. It said he had been on there 11 minutes earlier. It was really late.
He could have just gone to bed. Or he could think you're ignoring him.
And then this morning, if he's a hardworking father of two.
He's up.
He's getting the kids out the door. He ain't got time to check on Tinder first thing in the morning.
That's why we have executive producers.
Hey, Mikey.
Executive decision.
The official ruling is... The people want to know. You got to do it now.
Oh!
No, you got to do it next.
Oh, even better.
Ah, man. But what if there's nothing there?
Then there's
going to be a big letdown.
That's why we have funny sound effects.
He just hasn't gotten it yet.
Hey, we'll play the squirrel thing.
We'll play the squirrel thing.
This is so much anxiety. I'm going to have to delete it again. I can't.
You can't,
Kelly. It makes me too nervous.
You can do it.
You had a match. This is wonderful.
I was just so... What a surprise that somebody, like, swiped right on me.
This is everything you've looked for.
Kelly,
a man with kids.
He's breathing.
He wants to date. He's
5 miles
away.
5 miles from your house.
Kelly, you can call him at 11 o'clock every night.
Kelly, I bet a lot of people have swiped right for you and that you've swiped left on, and they'll never know. You'll just never pop up as a match.
Okay. This is so exciting. So
we'll find out.
It's nerve-wracking.
Okay, we'll find out
up.
If Kelly...
If hot single dad messaged Kelly back on Tinder.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Katherine McPhee. You know her from American Idol.
Yeah.
She was on that season with Taylor Hicks. Came in second place.
Yeah.
She was also on Smash. She sings beautifully.
She sings so beautiful. Don't you agree?
Yeah. She's going to join the show in less than an hour because she has a new show on CBS called Scorpion, and it's killing it in the ratings. So we'll talk to her about that.
All right.
Katherine McPhee, less than an hour away, on the phone. And now let's get to matters. Big Al Mack.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kelly. Okay, yeah.
No, not yet. We'll get to Kelly in a second.
Okay.
But first, Jenna brought up a very important thing. We have show rules.
Yes.
We do.
A show rule has been broken, Jenna.
Yeah, we chose these show rules for each other, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mine is, I can't blame my sickness on food poisoning.
Right.
Apparently, I do that a lot.
Yeah, mine is I have to keep my area clean or something.
Uh-huh.
relatively.
Kelly can't show up to work looking like Whoopi.
Yeah, as dark as Whoopi.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a big range of shades to play with between this and Whoopi.
And Al's not allowed to sound like he has some sort of frog in his throat.
It's the worst. Al, you got to do something, dude.
Let's go to the audio evidence.
Well, this show is probably going to... Well, this show will probably sell out.
Right now at 800 Kid Live.
I was trying to hold it. I was trying.
So
that's just this morning.
That was just from today. It
takes a voice a little while to warm up.
That's a rule breaker, and your punishment, Al, is that you must give Jenna and Kelly back rubs for a minute each.
Yes. So, I selected that punishment only because I never get rubbed by
Thank
Al.
Thank you, Jenna.
I really just
Al's a good rubber.
Who wants to go first?
I'm closest.
I'll accept my punishment.
Do my shoulders, please.
And while you massage Kelly.
Right through here.
All right.
You know where I like it.
We'll finally pay off Kelly's Tinder.
Ooh,
story.
I'm getting a Tinder payoff and a shoulder massage.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, it's time to open up that Tinder inbox and see if the guy you found.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll recap real quick. Kelly went on Tinder last night at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like 11, 11:30. I just couldn't sleep.
Has never swiped to the right, which
never.
Is when you pick somebody.
I sit there just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just like see who's on there.
Yeah, Al rubs hard.
Yeah. He does it. It feels so good.
And then
good.
All of a sudden this picture showed up.
This picture popped up.
Man.
He was brunette. He had a big pretty smile. He had a cute kid over his shoulder. I'm like, wow. And it took me a good 2 minutes before I made the decision.
So 2 minutes
to swipe
later,
right.
You went right.
Because I don't know what, I've never swiped right. I didn't know what to expect, what would happen.
And then you're allowed to message these people when you swipe right.
Because, what if you swipe right and they hadn't swiped right?
Then you don't know.
Then would you be able to message them at that point?
No.
Okay. Well, it turns out this guy had swiped right on me.
Yeah.
When? I don't know.
So everything magically happens. It opens up. You can message each other.
Ow. Okay. That's enough. Thank you.
All right. Jenna Stern. Go ahead, Al.
All right,
why?
I haven't opened the app this morning,
hold
so here's
on,
a whole bunch
take
of
off my sweater.
A whole bunch of possibilities. He hasn't been. I'm getting nervous. He hasn't been on. You know, he hasn't turned on his phone since last night when he went to sleep. He might be a late sleeper.
Okay,
but if he's a hardworking father of two, right? It feels good, right?
Yeah.
He's hard.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't think I've been like touched by another human in a really long time. It's really nice.
So I'm gonna pull up the app.
Uh-huh.
It's just the app. There's no like message sign there. Does that mean he hasn't messaged me back? See, my hands are shaking.
Well, Kelly messaged him. I don't know how this works.
I don't know how it works
either.
You
went to sleep? Just open it.
Yeah,
I
messaged him. How the heck does this thing work? Or what the heck do we do next? I don't know.
Yeah, calm down, Jenna.
So I just need to touch it and see what happens.
Open it up and see what happens.
Oh,
he hasn't responded.
Oh, he did respond.
Yes, it did. It worked well. You got a message to me. Well, that's the end of that.
That's it?
Why didn't he ask you a question?
He didn't ask you to send him a picture of your boobs? That's what Tinder does.
I guess that's it.
So now you got it right back.
But you do have dialogue.
I said, how the heck does this thing work? He said it worked well. You got a message to me.
Yeah, but I hate when
that was at 11:16. I was wrong about my time.
Text and don't.
Yeah, that kind of sealed it right there. That kind of ended the conversation.
For me, I'm not going to respond if you don't ask me a question.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we got ample time right now. You could text him right now.
But why would I do that? Because he's sort of like, I'm interested text
that's,
back.
Yeah, that's not a... That's
he answered your question.
What are you talking about?
He answered your question.
But that doesn't lead me to respond.
Kelly!
Yeah, it does.
The dialogue
over.
Is...
No.
It's
oh,
over.
My God. Can I respond to him?
No,
you need
it's
to
over.
No, it's not over.
Just wait.
It's not. Wait a day and see if he asks you a question.
Hold on.
Give it a day. Don't be too, like, aggressive with it.
No, because you got to keep it going.
That's nothing to keep going. He didn't ask
him. How about just say
it
good morning?
Well, you got a message to me.
Yeah.
How about good morning?
Kelly, it doesn't mean
he's
fine. That's needy and stupid.
Good. You were my first swipe right.
Very good. Very good, Shannon.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, as a guy.
Keep it casual.
As a guy. I feel like you didn't flirt with me, so he's probably still got a little bit of guard up.
I'm sorry. It's on the guy. If a guy wants to take a girl out,
it's more on the guy.
I'm a traditional person, but come on.
Just write him back, Kelly.
When did he send that message, Kelly?
How do I know? Because it just has the time I sent mine.
I think you go ahead and open up dialogue again. You say, just like Shannon said, you're my very first right swipe.
Ever. That's a big deal. And then if he replies with awesome, then you know it's not.
Before noon. I wouldn't do it in the morning. No. I would just wait. I just wait a day and see if you hear from him, and then maybe.
He replied immediately. That means something.
See?
This is why y'all don't have a man.
No.
give the man something to work with.
I messaged him, but he, like, that was a dead-end response.
But it was a quick response. That means that he's paying attention. He was waiting.
See?
It came right.
I'm not, no.
It's a slow
build. Why would she
My therapist friend is messaging me as, okay, she's going to have some great advice.
Okay, your therapist
she's,
friend?
My therapist friend is messaging
just
me.
Wait.
I wish this guy's listening to the
You're
show.
Thinking like a girl. Text him, silly. You're reading too
on.
Much
okay,
into
don't
it.
Ask
he texted
him
you
out.
Right back.
Don't ask him out, but there's
but
nothing wrong with starting a conversation. Just say, thank you for replying. You're my first right swipe
thank you for
ever.
Replying. That's
or whatever.
Cool.
No, thank you for replying.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Just say,
do it now.
You're my
wait.
First
yeah, right,
right swipe
just
ever,
wait.
So I don't really know how this works.
Just wait till tonight.
No.
And compliment the kid. Don't if you don't want to
no.
compliment him, compliment the
don't.
Kid.
If you're just joining
what?
Us.
It doesn't matter.
If you're just joining us.
I'm sick. I'm so nervous.
Just
my hands are shaking.
Just find some way to make it personal at that point.
Kelly had her first ever swipe right on Tinder and connected with this handsome man.
He's very handsome.
Sent him a message last night. Don't know how this works. We just opened it. He says,
how
it worked.
How the heck is this thing?
Got
okay,
a message
my therapist
me.
Friend wrote me back. Shannon's kind of right. Oh, crap.
See, hey. Shannon's right.
See,
hold on. Kelly, we have another dude on the phone since she won't listen to the guys in the studio.
I'm a girl who's capable of kind of thinking like a boy, so listen to me.
Oh, hush, Shannon.
Nick, what's going on with Tinder Man?
Hey, guys. Hey, Kelly, you're being really slow with this, and maybe he's just trying to do the same thing.
See?
Slow. But he didn't you think that
this
was kind of a dead end?
This happened at 11:30 last night. It hasn't even been 12 hours.
Dude, sometimes
that wasn't an open-ended
sometimes we don't
text.
Know how to do this. You don't. Yeah. Just go ahead and open up some dialogue. It's not going to hurt anything.
What do you think I should say, Nick?
Yeah, what would you want, Nick?
I think you just need to ask him, so, you know, what do you think about the picture or whatever, you know, however
yeah.
you want to word it.
How do you,
like
what do you think
more.
Of my picture?
Yeah, how are you
like,
liking
well,
the
no,
raspberry?
I'm just saying something really subtle. That's what he's being. You're being subtle and he's being subtle. Like, hey, you know, you're looking at it, this worked. You got a message to me. And he really may have said, it worked well. You got
yeah.
a message to
see?
Me.
How about this?
See?
How about this? How
you
about
can't
this?
Read the way his tone is.
How about this? Something
thanks, Nick.
Innocuous like this. Happy National Coffee Day. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Oh,
that's stupid.
Or just say,
like, I'm going to take
new,
advice from you.
Or say,
stupid I'm, weekend, screw up.
Yeah. I'm new to Tinder. You're my first swipe right ever.
Yes, we should celebrate.
Have you had any luck? Or something like that.
He as a guy, I would want a little flirty message.
Okay, now Deontay's messaging
something
me.
Something flirty.
Deontay says.
You have stunning
expert
eyes.
Expert Tinderer here. Shannon is kind of right. Say something.
Let's go to the executive producer,
agree.
Mikey.
I just think you should wait a little bit today.
No. Say something.
Oh, that was Elena, not Deontay. Deontay's not. Her husband would love to think I told her. Yay, I'm not. Don't take. Okay.
I hope this guy's listening. If you swiped Kelly right, please call us, sir.
Too many people messaging me. All my friends are messaging me.
Kelly, have you thought about the fact that this guy knows that probably any guy would respond to you asking you out or wanting to hang out? So he is being the guy who is not doing that.
Yeah.
And that's
a
good
thing. You might have a good point.
It's just a slow start to the conversation. He's not a regular Tinder guy, which is a good thing. He didn't go straight for the show me your boobs picture thing.
Let's go hang out.
Yeah, he didn't go like, let's come over and hook up.
Just go, you're my first.
Yeah, because that's what Tinder's supposed to be. What if he thinks I'm that girl?
Kelly,
why would I be on Tinder at 11:15? I was wrong on the time. It was 11:15. Why would he think I...
But he didn't.
He thinks I'm looking to hook up.
He didn't because he didn't respond with that kind of response.
Yeah, he didn't say come over.
Exactly.
That's
so
a good thing.
He's starting it slow, which means he's... A, already a good guy, and B, waiting for you to start a little flirt.
I gotta have a drink of Diet
Hold
Pepsi.
On. Rob has a good point here.
He put some tequila in his Diet Pepsi.
Rob, what did you witness here?
Hey, John, you're missing the obvious here. His first comment to you was a question. You still haven't answered his first question. He said,
no.
You want to take this to the next level?
No, he didn't say that. Tinder said that.
Tinder said that.
Tinder asked, it's like, I forget how it actually worded it. But it said something like, do you want to get this started or do you want to make the next move or
that
something? I forget. I forget, but it was Tinder that said
Would
that.
You just
that
send him a message.
I can't even
send
talk.
Him a message.
Send him a message right
All
now.
Right. Everybody stop messaging me. You're clogging up my everybody's
stop
messaging.
Stop talking to
me.
Kelly. We're going to message him back. What should we call him? Okay. What's his nickname?
Tinder. Tinderoni.
No, Tinderoni.
Okay, Tinderoni.
Tinderoni.
All right. You're my first right swipe.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You're my first, I'm sorry.
Right swipe?
Right. I only type with text with one finger. Right swipe.
What do we do next? How about that? What do we do next?
Yeah, when do we get married?
What's next?
No!
What's next?
Why not?
Yeah. That's too forward.
Yeah, that's too forward.
Isn't it?
No. You're my first right
swipe.
Like,
it's kind of jokey.
And I like your smile.
Yeah. How about?
No.
You're giving me bubble guts.
Oh. No, I mean, they don't butterflies. Have diarrhea.
No, you need something jokey. You need something jokey, like, should we get married next?
So.
Or.
So,
boots and pants and boots and
you're
pants.
My first white swipe, so.
Okay, that's fine.
How old are your kids?
So, .. question mark, question mark, question mark.
So, .. congratulations, winky face.
Oh, see?
No.
That's a big
that
deal.
That makes me think like I'm so
yeah,
great.
Confident.
What did you say, Shannon, earlier?
I forgot. You blew it all off, so it kind of hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah, you said something along.
She's taking your advice. She's
insomnia.
Doing it.
Okay, let's go with this. Okay, so let him know that you're not always up late. Insomnia
that's too
paid
much.
Off.
That's too much.
No,
too much.
Okay.
Keep
I'm
it
thinking,
simple. Keep
I'm
it simple.
Thinking
you're my
it
first right
Gosh.
Swipe.
Remember,
I
we're
just say, so don't
I
stomp all over it.
You're my first right swipe, so I wasn't really sure.
Sure
no,
what?
No, sure about
I
what?
I wasn't really sure what to do.
No,
I wasn't really.
Oh, I said, I'm new to Tinder. How's it been treating you?
I would say I'm so glad you also swiped right, or that would have been embarrassing. You know what I mean?
That's good.
That would have like I'm okay. glad you also like. So you're happy that you also swiped right.
I'm okay. glad something.
You're my first
good.
Right swipe, so I wasn't really sure what to do, but
yeah. Glad you swiped right too.
No,
it's cute.
It was
and
a nice surprise.
Interest.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, that's good.
A
it was
nice
a nice
to wake
surprise
up to it.
To have
nice
a sack.
Surprise.
To wake up to your
okay,
message.
Now you're really overthinking it.
That's
I would just
too
say
much.
That you swiped right.
Too many words.
No, okay. Good. Delete.
Too
okay,
wordy.
I'm deleting all that.
Too wordy. That's too wordy, dude.
Just say, I'm so glad you swiped right or things would be awkward. You know,
but
even though you don't
thanks
know.
Thanks for swiping right.
I would just go awkward.
Because
that's too long.
No, 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 no,
your
no,
message
no, no.
is like three times as long
been
as his.
Awkward.
You
no.
King. You're
okay,
a,
delete.
You're writing a novel.
Okay, so you're my first swipe right. So I'm really sure to do. Leave it at that.
You're my first
you're
swipe right.
So awkward.
No.
No, it's not awkward.
No, you need
okay, to. It is kind
you're
of.
My, okay.
Look how awkward she is.
How
this
about
is awkward.
Send.
You're my
first.
No,
you're my
swipe.
First right swipe. So I wasn't really sure what to do. That's what I sent.
No.
Do you swipe right often?
You just did what you what you were complaining about. The heat. You didn't
well,
ask
now
him anything.
Well, now it's up to him to be the aggressor.
No,
you didn't
ask him
flirt.
Anything. You didn't. So he could say the same thing that you just said. He didn't
well,
open
I
up.
Well, I responded at 8:02 a.m. Central Time.
He needs
time.
To ask a question.
You didn't ask a question. And you didn't flirt.
Okay, what question do I ask?
Do you swipe right often?
No, don't. You can't.
Yeah.
That's
don't,
too
you
corny.
Can't double message.
Who's the cute?
Jenna says I can't double
who's,
message.
Who's the cute yeah. little boy on your shoulder?
I wouldn't
that's his
no.
son. I know that.
Well, maybe it's his nephew.
Why would he put
you
a picture of his nephew?
Of a picture
guys,
of your
always,
nephew.
Guys always use kids in the pictures.
But he says he has two kids.
Okay. No, that's his kid.
Is there a way for me to set up a Tinder and hook up with this guy and get to know him better for you?
No.
Well, he might not swipe
see,
right on
here
you.
We go.
I'll be Kelly.
Jekka agrees with me. What do you think she should have done, Jekka?
I think she should have just told him that it was her first time with a smiley face, because then that leaves him into making a virgin joke. But be careful, because I've had people go straight to my Facebook before and not actually use Tinder.
Not see?
Hmm.
Go straight to your yeah. Facebook for what?
Stalk you.
It can get a little stalkerish.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I have a public page. He can like me.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Anyone
see,
can stalk.
Short and simple with a smiley face.
I did. You're my first right swipe, so I wasn't really sure what to do.
Smiley
but
face?
You didn't ask him a question.
Okay, I'll send an... it's too late. I've
winky.
Already sent.
Just give him a winky.
Don't, no, I'm not going to
come on, give him a winky.
Emojis are stupid.
Well, give him a winky face, just once.
Except on occasion. I'll use every once in a while.
Or the winky, the one with the winky and the tongue out.
No, that's really...
that was legit.
Still not asking him anything. You need to ask him a question so that you can get a response.
Oh, we'll keep you updated
you come here
with Kelly's
often?
Tinder all
morning
long. Do you
have any allergies?
Oh, I'm so sick.
Do you have any allergies?
Yeah. See, now if he doesn't respond, that's bad.
See?
Yeah,
but you
it
didn't,
is.
You didn't...
He didn't give me anything to respond to, Al.
Right.
You didn't give him
right.
anything.
So that's even more reason
but
for
I still
you.
Responded.
You didn't give him anything to begin with, and
he
then
didn't
he gave
give
you nothing.
Me. I made the first comment, and then he gave me a close-end so comment, so I gave him a return a close-end comment.
So you guys are both close-ended.
No.
You're ruining
all the fun out of this.
Just write him back. Tell him you're breaking up.
Yeah,
it's
tell him this is too
endearing.
Hard.
It's endearing.
Don't
see
message.
The cuteness in it.
No, he won't.
Oh. Yes, he will.
Adventures with Tenderoni. Hopefully he writes you back during the break, and we'll find out what he says.
Yeah.
If he's listening, he'll never write back now.
Or you can call, sir. You can call.
No.
800 Kid Live.
That ruins it. No.
Why?
Because anybody can call and pretend to be him.
No.
Unless they don't know his name.
Yeah, they don't know his name. He knows his name.
Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Congratulations, Andrea Abbott. You know what's interesting about Andrea Abbott?
What, Daddy Raspberry?
Her initials are A and A, and those are the letters we called out for the free money name game, and she won $500 this morning, but she failed to post free money for Kid Nation on her Facebook, on her Twitter, and on her Instagram. So it could have won her another $500, but it's not too late for you to play tomorrow. We're going to do it again at 7:10 Central, so go on any of your social media places and just write free money for Kid Nation now. You have to do it sometime between the 24-hour period before we play the game. Mm-hmm. And you could win up to $1,000. We're playing every day during the week at 7:10 Central.
Yay.
I'm sorry. I'm still nervous about the whole Tinder thing.
Are you?
I'm like really, I'm having that mix of hot and cold.
Well,
like I'm hot, but I'm freezing and I'm shaking. Maybe Catherine McPhee can make me feel better about the debacle.
Catherine McPhee, are you on Tinder?
No, I'm not.
Catherine, this is Kelly Raz.
Why is Tinder making me nervous?
Well, it's making me nervous because I've heard it's like this big hookup thing, you know? And everybody's trying to convince me that, no, it's gone from being a sleazy, you know, sex hookup thing to people actually meeting. It's like an alternative to online dating.
Like a quick Facebook.
Right.
So I tried it for the first time last night, Catherine.
I would imagine it's a little bit of both, right?
Well, I'm looking for both.
Yeah.
Cheap, tawdry sex and lifelong love. I'm kidding.
The two go nicely together.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm still a nervous wreck about it, but we don't need to waste our time talking to you about that. We want to talk to you about Scorpion.
Yeah, you got that cool show out. Did awesome in the ratings, by the way. It's doing awesome with the ratings.
We did really well. We had about 14 million people, and then you know to have the plus seven day ratings, we got. We picked up to about 18 million, so we're very excited shooting today on set. I'm actually on my way to work right now.
Giddy set, because, I mean, it's Monday night, right? That's a hard night.
Yeah, we air on Monday nights at 9 p.m. on CBS.
It's a hard night because there's so many. I mean, there was so much competition, so to come out with such great ratings, you got to be real optimistic about this season.
We're very excited. We're definitely optimistic and... you know, the fact that we have Big Bang as our lead-in is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Right.
So if you like Big Bang Theory and you like drama and comedy, our show kind of has a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's been really fun shooting, like how exciting it's been watching the scripts come in. They've really been funny. Like that's been the most surprising thing. The writers have just been really clever about keeping it, like putting these geniuses in these really intense, awkward situations and yet finding the comedy in them. So,
right. We're talking with Catherine McPhee from the new show Scorpion on CBS.
Not just from the new show. She is the star.
The star of it.
Like the whole weight of Scorpion rests on your shoulders, Catherine.
What's it like playing a mommy?
It's good. It's actually really fun. I love the kid who's Riley D. Smith plays my little son, and he's a character, and he's, you know, I have to kind of take on the role to keep him focused before we start shooting. But I'm actually not the, I don't play the Walter O'Brien. The Walter O'Brien is played by Elias Gabel, which is based on a real person, like a real life person named Walter, who has an IQ of 197, which is the whole reason why this show exists today is because of him. So, he actually has a company called Scorpion Computer Services that exists today, and they do real things. Like, they kind of became most known in the last few years for finding the Boston bombers. They helped the government officials find the Boston bombers on a really quick basis. So,
wow!
Well, that makes it more interesting to know that there's so much real life based on it. I did not know all of that.
I think so too. I was actually cast as one of the last people on the pilot, and I was on set, and there was this guy on set all the time, but he's kind of like he would look at me from far away and he wouldn't really say anything, and I just thought, okay, I don't know, he must be a producer, I don't know what he does, and then I found out he's a real Walter O'Brien, and then we started chatting, and his life is just fascinating. So that's when I was on the show. Already shooting and loving the script and the pilot, but then I found it was a real person's life that we're talking about, and I just got that much more interested in the project.
Awesome. Are you one of the, I know a lot of the trend now is for celebrities to live tweet when their show is airing. Are you one of those that gets online and tweets along with the show?
Well, they had, CBS had us doing that last week for the premiere, and I might do a little bit. I haven't seen the I haven't seen the episode that aired tonight. I have not seen.
Okay, so that'd be fun.
I have to be watching in real time. I definitely try and tune in, to do some live tweeting because I think it does help with awareness. I don't know that I'll do it every week, but I definitely try to do it.
Yeah, because then you gotta pick which time zone you're gonna tweet too. I mean, if you do the East Coast, you're ruining it for the West Coast.
Yeah, I usually do East Coast because that covers the Central Time as well.
You get more.
West Coasters kind of get
a little slow, a little behind.
A little bit.
Speaking of West Coast, congratulations on those 49ers yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Sorry, just lost my earpiece. I know. I'm a big 49er fan. I'm actually been as this angling with CBS going, so I know I'm on a CBS show, so when did the 49ers play on a CBS night so that I can sing the national anthem and have an excuse to go?
Are you going to make that happen?
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Yeah, because it's funny. I mean, you were known so much for American Idol and the singing, and now the acting's kind of taken over. You got to keep reminding us, hey, I sing too.
I'll always keep singing. It's never going to go away. I can't, the poor people on my show, I can't stop singing on set. They must be annoyed with me.
Maybe they can do a dream sequence and do like a whole Scorpion musical.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, you could wake up from.
Sequence.
I'm serious. They can do anything on TV nowadays. It's crazy what they can do.
I wouldn't put it past them. Our writers are doing a very good job of being incredibly clever, so.
What if they brought in Colin Kaepernick to play like a love interest in one of the episodes for you?
Ooh, Colin Kaepernick, not bad.
So he's a 49er, I take it?
Yeah, quarterback.
He doesn't strike me as a good actor.
His body is like, it's unreal.
Right.
I've been on the field watching him warm up before a game, and it's just like, it's a sculpture. It's a work of art.
He does. He's got those abs that have peaks and valleys.
Really?
Like a mountainous zone.
I'm sure he's aware of how beautifully sculpted his body is.
Well, speaking of bodies, I'm watching yours right now. I don't want this to sound creepy, but I pulled up Catherine McPhee bikini.
Oh, ow. That's so creepy.
Oh, Lord.
That's so creepy.
Sorry, Catherine. Is there a follow-up question?
There really is. I just want you to know I'm looking at your bikini picture right now.
That is so awkward.
You know, it's out there, I guess, for the world to see, so.
Why not? Well, with that, Catherine.
Whether we like it or not,
no,
sometimes you go to the beach.
There's nothing not to like. Yeah. You're perfect. You sing, you act, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Scorpion's doing great. Monday night, you said 9 o'clock Eastern, right?
9 o'clock Eastern, that's correct.
And, you know, I know there's a lot of competition out there on Monday nights, but you really need to make it appointment viewing, 9 o'clock CBS for Scorpion and Catherine McPhee.
Yay!
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you guys.
You too. And I'm sorry about Big Al.
Yeah, sorry,
but you look great. A brown bikini really works on you with your tan.
All right.
Thank you.
What can she say to that?
Right?
Yeah, we don't know. Win an Uger out, Al.
You know, I waited until the end of the interview.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.